Most of us know the oil fields in northwestern North Dakota. However, we may not realize that the word often used to describe the location of that oil field has everything to do with a family who farmed in the area. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the early 1900s, there was interest in drilling for oil in northwestern North Dakota. Based on the geology of the area, it was believed this could be an area that could produce black gold.
The Pioneer Drilling Company came through in 1930. They drilled south of town. Unfortunately, they didn't go deep enough, so it was a dry hole.
Bruce Lobdahl has lived in this area for all of his life. The technology and knowledge of that time simply wasn't at a stage in the 1930s for them to find the oil. But
20 years later, oil was found, 1951. It would have been real different for the whole area if oil would have been established 20 years earlier, beginning of the Depression.
That first producing well was south of Tioga, known as the Clarence Iverson No. 1 well, named for the wheat farm on which it was located. Bruce says there is a big difference between that first well in the 50s and those of today.
The first well took 6 months to be drilled and went down 10,000 feet in 1951. Now you can drill wells that go down 10,000 feet, and they have what they call laterals that go out up to 3 miles, and it probably will take them less than a month.
Meanwhile, 3 miles northeast of Tioga, there was more oil to be discovered on a family's farm.
It was an Oklahoma oil man that found it, and he said, "We can't produce because it's too shallow." And it was named after the farm it was found on. And now that name is worldwide famous.
The family's name was Bakken, and that Bakken formation was believed to be too shallow to produce easily accessible quantities of oil. Today, the Bakken oil fields are known worldwide. We'll have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Tioga, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.